come to a comfortable position. Nice and tall, if you're not there already. You might like to sit on a block or a bolster to give yourself a little more support. Close your eyes. Sit nice and tall. Relax your shoulders and your face. Take a few deep breaths in. Let's arrive to the space here together. Deep breaths out. Maybe some initial ha's or ahs if you need. Bringing your hands to heart center, lifting through your spine. Soften the muscles around your eyes. Your mind's eye focuses inward. Feel your heart. Lift your heart a little bit. Beginning with three ohms together. Exhale. Deep inhale. Feeling yourself and feeling one another. Let's open with a chant together. The mantra, Vasudev Katum Bakum. Repeat after me, because it's a little bit tricky, this one. Vasudev.
Vasudev.
V at the end, V at the end. Vasudev.
Vasudev.
Starts with a K. Katum. Bakum.
Bakum.
Katum Bakum. Katum Bakum.
Katum Bakum.
Feel those consonants. Katum Bakum.
Katum Bakum.
Vasudev Katum Bakum.
Vasudev Katum Bakum.
The meaning of this mantra means the whole world is one family. Vasudev Katum Bakum. The whole world is one family. You can keep your hands at heart or have the hands down. Just listen. I'll sing twice the melody and then we'll go together. Vasudev Katum Bakum. Vasudev Katum Bakum. That's one. And let's go together maybe 8-10 times. The whole world is one family. Vasudev Katum Bakum. Vasudev Katum Bakum. Vasudev Katum Bakum. Vasudev Breathing into your heart, expanding that vibration, that mantra, Vasudev Katumbakum, inside yourself. All parts of you are part of one whole. You are part of a great whole. All the parts make up one world. The whole world is one family. Deep breath in. Deep exhale. My heart, my spirit bows to yours. Namaste.
You might do a little bow if you like to Mother Earth, maybe to yourself. That feels right for you.
You can gently open your eyes if you like. My name's Greg. I am happy to guide you through the practice today. And the theme of the class, Vasudev Katumbakum, it's actually just an idea. Sometimes you hear these philosophies, the whole world is one family. And that sounds nice. Written on paper, it sounds good. We get a feeling of it. But many of us have already had know the experience of when we drop into an actual experience within ourselves. Have you ever had the experience where maybe you felt disconnected from your body, you were thinking a lot, and then you had that experience of becoming present in your body, getting present in the moment? Maybe you were caught in the future, caught in the past, and it seemed like different things, but then you have that moment, it's an experience where you're like, it's actually all part of one flow. It's part of one timeline. So there's a state of consciousness that is connected with the experience of a lot of these philosophies in yoga. So the idea of the whole world is one family. I'm at peace with everything. Everything's connected. It's nice to hear some guy with a bushy beard at the front of a class talk about it. But it's a whole other experience to actually feel that for yourself. To have the experience that everything is connected. Everything is part of one whole. And the various yoga practices, the pranayamas, the meditations, the asanas, the postures, philosophy, it all is like a little ingredient in a big stew, if you will. You're the stew. We're the stew. And if we place the ingredients in the right way, and if we spend some sincere time, you know, spending time sincerely, then it can bring us to experiences of connection. Well, let's leave it at that. So the experience that I'm hoping we can all find together today, even if it's just 1% more than is normal, is coming into that place where we can actually experience Vasudev Katumbakum, everything as one. And so I invite you to just try your best to follow the instructions given. They're all coming from classical yoga, so they're all a piece of the puzzle. And sometimes the mind wanders, sometimes we get into a mode where like analyzing and things. Just try to be with your breath. Just try to stay present in the moment and listen. Listen to what your body's saying. Listen to the experience. And we'll let the yoga do its magic. We'll end up exactly where we're supposed to.
to see it.
Hands on your knees. Sit tall. Close your eyes. Starting with Kapalabhati, a little bit of Kriya, purification. Strong exhale out of the mouth or the nose, like a sharp exhale as your navel pumps inward. Make sure to relax your belly between each one. If you're pregnant, don't do it. If you have migraine headache, sinus issues, take it really gentle. And high blood pressure, you'll want to go really soft with this. You can look at me at the beginning, and if you know it, find your own pace. Get ready. Halfway in. Exhaling to snap the belly in. Really good. When you feel you've got it, close your eyes. If you can do it out of the nose, even better. Try to coordinate here, guys, that as your breath is exhaling, that's when your navel is pumping in. Yeah, you got it. You can go faster or slower. Straight spine. Close your eyes. This starts to increase Agni, digestive fire, toning the abdominal organs, the inner organs, the inner muscles, stimulating a major energy center and a major nerve plexus behind your solar plex. See if you can go stronger. Sharp exhale. 10 seconds. Last 3, 2, 1. Exhale all the way. Empty your lungs, empty your lungs, empty your lungs. Hold your breath out. Deep inhale through your nose. Hold breath in. Lightly squeeze up on your pelvic floor. If you know all of your bandhas, apply them. Just observe. Release the pelvic floor. Exhale, bandhas, whenever you're ready. Eyes closed, breathing through the nose. Beginners to the practice, some of the stuff may seem odd, it might be very new. As with learning any type of new thing, any new discipline, there's a learning process. So just take your time, accept where you are, take breaks whenever you need to. If emotions come, let them come. Be with your sensations. Round 2. Sitting tall, exhale all the way. Halfway inhale, belly is soft, strong sharp exhale as the belly comes in. Don't think of the inhale, just trust, just exhale, the inhale will happen on its own. Relax your eyes. With practice, it'll feel like your whole stomach is like slapping the front of your spine. The whole belly releases between each one. You may even feel a little quivering and jerking up the whole spine, waking up your nervous system. Clearing out inner channels, clearing out the bottom of your lungs. Make the exhale a little stronger, last 10 seconds. Last 3, 2, 1. Exhale all the way, empty, 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 empty. Through your nose, inhale. Hold your breath. Full lungs, bandhas if you know them, squeeze your pelvic floor lightly. Eyes closed, look inward. Lift your spine. Release the pelvic floor, exhale. Normal breathing. Nice breeze.
Come forward onto your hands and knees. And then curl your toes under, sitting back on your heels. Stretching the backs of the feet, bottoms of the feet, and the toes. If this is too much, point your toes backwards.
Hands can either be on your thighs, or interlace your fingers. Reach your palms upwards, press the arms straight.
The breath of fire, another kriya and breath work. Breathing in and out through your nose, breathing in and out quickly, like so.
So it's like you're generating this, this cyclical, momentum-driven inner breath. You feel it in the middle of your lungs. This creates inner heat, inner fire, purification. And so if you have, if you're pregnant, don't do it. Migraine, sinuses, gentle, just like before. Pressing the arms. Exhale all the way. Clear your mind. Look inward. Halfway in. Breath of fire. Eyes closed. Gently gaze up at your third eye, inside, back of your forehead. Twenty seconds. Breath of fire a little stronger. Can you feel an inner heat? Feel that breath. Relax your forehead. Close your lips. Hips nice and heavy, arms nice and straight. Last 3, 2, 1, stay in the pose, exhale all the way. Empty, 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 all. Deep breath in. Even more, even more. Hold it, stretch the arms back. Slightly pull up on the pelvic floor. Inner smile. And exhale, release. Hands to the floor. Point your toes. Sit back on your heels. Bring your knees a little bit wider. Sit straight. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Good job. Arms reach up. Last one. Hands breathing. Waking up the lungs. Really waking up the arms. So on your inhale, you reach the arms all the way up with a big breath in. And on your exhale, thumbs come in, fingers come over the thumbs, like a fist with the thumbs in the middle, and you do a piston straight down. Okay, so it's good charging breath. You can do this through the mouth or the nose. Follow with me, so the eyes are a little bit open at first. Inhale up. Keep going. And now really, like, blur your eyes. Blurry eyes. Intention, wake everything up. Bigger breath, guys. Breathe deeper. Home stretch. Inhale, arms all the way up. Take 3 biggest breaths. Come up on your knees if you like. Breathe wide. Last one, inhale more. Stay here, exhale more. Inhale. And then release hands down. Curl your toes, either hands down if you need to, or stand up. shake things up, come up to the top of your mat. Feet together at the top, moving into sun salutations. So breathing in and out through your nose. Eyes are open but soft, so relax your face to class. We'll slow down the first set. Inhale, arms lift up. Palms together. Look up at your hands. Press down through your feet and reach through your fingers. Get as long as you can. I want you guys to start really focusing on your breath now. Eyes open. Eyes open, but soft eyes. Look up at your hands. So the direction of your eyes facilitates the same direction of the pose. Lean backwards a little bit. And then hands in prayer, melting down the midline. Bend your knees. Bring your fingers to the floor. You can bend your knees anytime if your back is tight. Anytime in class, your back is tight, bend your knees. No worries. Maybe the palms are flat on the floor. Breathing in, breathing out through the nose. Press down through all of your feet. Forehead reaches towards your shins. Come on your fingertips. Step your left leg a big step backwards. Left knee to the floor. Just high on your fingers. Sink your hips lower. Front knee over your front shin. Lift your chin. Eyes are soft. Look up. Shoulders back, lifting your heart. Very good. Step your right leg back and bring your pelvis up and back to the sky, downward facing dog. Bring your feet hip distance apart. Look at your hands for a moment. Hands are shoulder distance apart. Spread your fingers very, very wide. Make sure that your fingertips, thumb tips, all 10 knuckles, very grounded to the floor, so you feel your hands really alive. Arms are straight, shoulders away from your ears. Let your head release, release the tension in your neck. Eyes are open, looking between your feet. Over time, stretch the back of your heels to the floor. Breathing in for 3 seconds, breathing out 3 or 4 seconds. Awesome. Shift your body weight forward, bring your knees to the floor. Chin up, hug your elbows in, shoulders back, and lower your chest and chin to the floor, chest between your thumbs. Look forward softly, 1 point, breathe through your nose. Come forward, hips on the floor, point your toes, bring your heels together. Press the tops of your feet onto the floor. Strong legs. Push down your hips, using your back muscles to lift up halfway. Light on your hands, nice and strong in your back. Roll your shoulders back, and gently look forward or up. Keep breathing. Cobra pose. Really good for your back. Press down your feet, shoulders back. Inhale, lift a little higher. Forehead down. Press back to downward facing dog. Step your left foot forward. Between your hands, right knee on the floor. Come high on your fingertips. Front knee over the front ankle. Sink your hips. Eyes open softly. Relax your face. Look up. Breathe. Focus on long, deep breaths. Breath is very, very important in yoga practice. Helps the mind and body stay connected as teammates for every moment, every pose. Shoulders back, lift your heart, sink your hips. Step to the top of your mat and then bow forward. Feel stretching in the back of your legs. Press down your feet. Slightly engage your thighs. Slightly reach your crown to the floor. Pressing down, reach forward and up. Inhale, arms lift.
Breathe in, touch your palms, look upwards, lift your heart. Hands to your heart, exhale. Very good. Shoulders back, hands down, look forward, and now let's bring it all together. Vasudev Ketum Ketum. One breath, one movement, in a flow. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, bow down. Right leg back. Inhale, knee down, press down your fingers, look up. Down dog, exhale. Inhale, shift forward. Knees to the floor, chin up. Exhale, chest to the floor, empty. Hips down at the end, point your toes. Inhale, cobra, breathe in. Exhale, downward facing dog, press back. Step your right foot forward. Left knee down, press down your fingers. Inhale, lift your heart, look up. Step front, exhale, and bow. Ground your feet, slightly drawing your belly. Inhale, arms forward and up. Breathe up, follow your breath, lift up. Hands to your heart, relax your eyes open, relax your mind. Inhale, arms lift. Exhale, bow. Left leg back. Inhale, press down your thumbs. Look up. Hold your breath. Down dog. Right away. Exhale. Knees, chest, chin to the floor. Elbows in. Inhale, hips down. Cobra. Exhale, down dog. Spread your fingers. Left foot forward. Inhale, lift your heart, look up. Step front, exhale, and bow. Ground your feet, forehead to shins. Inhale, arms lift up. Breathe up. Lean back a little bit. Hands, heart, fully exhale. See if you can exhale more. Stand proud. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold. Inhale, right leg back. Press down thumbs, look up. Hold breath, dog. Exhale, knees, chest, chin, all on one exhale. Awesome. Hips down. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog.
Right foot forward.
Inhale, soften your face, no stress. Step front, exhale, bow. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, heart. The giant breathers, turn on that inner sound. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, fold. Nice long spine.
Draw your belly in. Left leg back. Inhale,
move smooth and steady. Hold breath, dog.
Exhale, knees, chest, chin.
Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog.
Left foot glides forward.
Inhale, sink your hips a little more. Shoulders back. Step up. Exhale, bow.
Inhale, arms up.
Lean back. Hands, heart, exhale. Proud posture. Inhale, arms lift. Last one. Exhale, fold.
Really good. Inhale, right leg back.
Hold breath, dog.
Exhale, knees, chest, chin.
Eyes forward. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, dog.
Right foot forward.
Inhale. Sink your hips. Lift your heart. Lift up. Step up. Exhale, fold.
Relax your mind. Stand. Inhale, arms lift.
together. Bend your knees. Bring the weight into your heels and sit your hips nice and low like you're sitting in a chair. Fingertips touch next to the big or to the baby toes. Sitting your hips low, reach your arms up. Spread your fingers, nice and active. Turn your palms up a little bit. Lift your toes. Breathe well. Send your hips back and back more. Lower belly in slightly. Stretch your arms. Relax your face. Inhale, lift. And bow down. Exhale, fold. Step your feet hip distance apart. Parallel feet like 11. Bend your knees. Hook your big toes with two peace fingers of each hand all the way up to the knuckles of the fingers and toes. Clasp firmly with your thumbs. Pressing down through your feet, start stretching your hips to the sky. Engage your thighs. Begin pulling your elbows out to the side, reaching your crown down. Close your lips. Breathe into the pose. Communicate with your body through your breathing. Long breath in, long breath out. Remember to accept where you are. It's not about getting the legs straight. It's about finding the stretch for you today. Shoulders away from your ears. Feel the muscles. Feel the energy, the stretch. Stretching the whole back line of your body. In the last moment, maybe even a little smile. Nice. Release your hands. Bend your knees a bit. Suck your lower belly in. Reach your arms forward and up. Nice, strong, grounded feet. Full breath in. Hands to your heart. Step your feet together. You got it. Bend your knees. Step your right leg a big step out to the right. Arms parallel to the floor. Right toes pointing to the windows. Left foot pointing straight forward. Check that your arms are equal distance from the floor. Hands line up with your shoulders. Check that your heels are in line. So look at your feet, line up your heels. Turn your hips and chest to the right more. Round firmly through the soles of your feet. Inhale, lift your spine. Reach your body straight out to the left without bending your knee. Bring your left palm on your left shin. Reach your right arm straight up to the ceiling, opening and stretching your side right body. Look up at your right hand over time. Long, deep breath here, guys. Remember, the breath is so important. Long breath in. Long breath out. Press down through your feet. Engage your thighs. Open the hips. Lower belly slightly in. Reach your upper arm up. Reach your lower arm down. Crown reaching forward. Tailbone reaching backwards. Relax your mind. Triangle pose. Every action is part of one greater whole. Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Inhale, open up. Look down. Exhale. Right hand on your hips. Bend your left knee. Stand. Inhale. Open your arms. Turn your left foot in. Turn your right foot back to the back of the room. Widen your feet so there's a good distance, one leg between your heels. Line up your heels. Turn your hips more open to the side. Inhale. Lift up your spine. Engage your thighs. Reach out to the right now. Right palm on your right shin. Reach your left arm up to the ceiling and actually reach it up. Look up at your left hand. Close your lips. Breathe through your nose. Honor your breath. Are you controlling the breath or is the breath controlling you? Press down through the outer edge of your left foot. Focus your mind here and now. Reaching the legs apart, arms apart, spine longer. Last moment, slide your bottom hand down more, open, left hand on your
exhale, turn your head, look down, bend your right knee, stand. Arms open, parallel, turn all 10 toes to the side. Look to the front, step to the front, hands to your heart. Exhale. Take a full breath in, hands down, exhale. Hands to your heart, bend your knees, step your right leg and giant step out again. Turn to the right side of your mat, open up your arms parallel, this time take a wider stance. Turn your left foot facing to the front, a little bit longer than the first one. Inhale, lift your spine, suck your lower belly in a little, and then bend left knee until your left knee comes over your left ankle. Keep your arms parallel to the floor. Keep your back leg straight and your back foot flat. Warrior two. Look at your front middle fingers. Close your lips. Breathe through your nose. Drop your bottom, your back hand down to the back thigh, back other leg. Reach your upper front arm upwards. Point the palm backwards. Sink your hips a little lower. Press your both feet down and lift your heart upwards. Look up at your hand, take it into a side open back bend. Goddess, three. Slide your back hand lower, two. Come up parallel, arms parallel. Bring your left elbow onto your left knee. There you go. Reach your right arm up to the sky. Look up at your right hand. Make sure that your left knee is directly over your left ankle. Press down your elbow and lift your heart. Some of you can open the left hand down to the inside of your left foot. Maybe palm flat to the floor. Turn your upper palm forward. Reach your upper arm diagonally to the front. Turn your chin up. Press down your back leg. Breathe a long line. Extended side angle. Now, stretch your breath also. Three. Press your left knee to the left more. Two. Suck your belly in and lift your heart into it. And one. Come back. Inhale. Good work. Turn your left foot in. Turn your right foot back. Check in with your breathing. Inhale. Lift your spine. Wake up the hands. Bend your right knee. Check that your right leg, knee, is over the foot. Knee pointing in the same direction as your toes. Spine is in the middle. Don't lean forward backwards. Press your back. Left foot flat down. Sink a little lower. Drop your left hand down. Reach your right arm upwards. Look up at your right hand. Soften the quality of your eyes. You can tell a lot by your face. Notice if your face is tense. Follow that even deeper. Notice if your breath is tense. Long, nourishing breath. Feed your pose. Lift your heart into it as you sink the hips lower. For three, upper arm closer to your ear. Two, drop the head back. Keep your legs the same. Warrior two. Inhale. Arms parallel. Bring your right elbow to the right knee. Reach your left arm up to the sky. Look up. You can stay here or bring the right hand to the floor. Move mindfully, ever present with your breathing. Reach your upper palm and reach forward. Notice if your mind is satisfied with where you are, or if there's a part that's always analyzing it, trying to go deeper, trying to change things. Can you breathe deeply and fully into this posture? Press down the outer edge of your back foot. Turn your chin. Suck your belly in. Press the right knee open and reach that upper line. Come back up. Straighten the right leg. Turn all 10 toes this way. Step to the front of your mat. Hands to your heart. Inhale. Hands down. Exhale. Awesome. Hands to your heart. Bend your knees. Step your right leg out. Keeping it simple. Keep your hands at your heart. Turn and face the back of the room. Bring your left knee to the floor. Right knee over top of your right foot. Get a little bit of a longer step here. A little bit of a longer step. So walk your front foot farther back. Inhale, lengthen. Keep your elbows parallel. Turn your torso to the right and hook your left elbow outside your right knee. Keep a straight arm between elbow to elbow, palms together. Now press down through both of your arms into your knee and lift your heart up to your thumbs. Feel that twisting action taking place. Slow your breath. Long breath in, long breath out. Go beyond just the physical. Go into the mental, go into the energetic. Breathing it all together. It's all part of the experience. Long breath in, long breath out. And you feel the earth underneath you. Sink your hips a little lower. Ground your legs. Can you lift your heart up more, closer to your thumbs? Roll your right shoulder backwards. Look to the ceiling with soft eyes. And in the final breath, twist, twist, smile. Look down, hands to the floor on either side of your back or your right foot. Now, walk your left knee away. Walk your left knee back. Make a longer, longer stretch between your legs. Excellent. Come out on your fingertips. Lift your right toes, right foot off the floor so only the heel of your foot is touching. And then start kicking that heel forward until you feel stretching in the right under leg. Keep turning your foot and active toes back towards your face. Look in front of you about 1 meter, just beyond your right foot. So eyes looking forward. Pick one spot to focus. Close your lips. Breathe in for 3 seconds. Breathe out for 3 seconds. Some of you can go into full splits here. Feel a big stretch through the back, right body. Turn your right toes to the ceiling. Turn your toes even a little bit to the left. Draw your right hip backwards. Engage your right thigh. Gently suck your belly in. And on your next breath, get even longer as you inhale. Shoulders away from the ears. Last one, forehead down to your shins. Come up on your fingertips. Inhale. You're going to come out the opposite way. So bend your right knee, foot flat, and your left knee closer to your right foot. Straighten your back leg, left leg. Lift your torso up, hands to your heart, facing the back of the room. Straighten the right leg. Turn to the left. Turn to the front. Hands at the heart. Hands at the heart. Turn to the front. Bring your right knee to the floor slowly. Set yourself up. Inhale, lift your spine, elbows parallel, and twist your body to the left. Right elbow outside left knee. Close your lips. Ujjayi breathers, let's hear it. Lead the way. Ujjayi breath in. Ujjayi breath out. So present here. Press down through your bottom elbow and lift your hand, your heart, up to your thumbs. Left shoulder away from your ear. Chin over left shoulder. Eyes softly looking to the ceiling. Feel a twist through your whole spine. Feel your spine long. Can you lift your heart into the pose more? Sink your hips a little lower. Relax your jaw. Make the next breath 1% smoother. Twist, twist, twist. Gently look down. Bring your hands on the floor either side of your left foot. Eyes look forward at one spot, 1 meter in front of you. Walk your right leg back towards the back of your mat. Start to straighten your left leg. Left toes up to the sky. Only the left heel is on the floor. If you're going to full splits, mindful.
deep breath here.
Feel stretching through the back of your body. Soften the muscles around your eyes. Can you keep the eyes open, looking at one spot ahead of you, but then soften the muscles behind the eyes? Start to notice the relationship between the movement of your eyes and the movement of your mind. There's a direct correlation there. If the eyes are tense, if the eyes are wiggling, the mind will be wiggling. Direct correlation with your breath. The breath is choppy. Consciousness will be choppy. Breathe deeply into your lines. Reach your heart forward, shoulders back. Engage your left thigh. Two. Start bowing down. And then the last one, you can let go of a big ha, if you like.
Good job, guys. Inhale, come up. Bend your front knee. Bring your knees together. Come onto your hands and knees facing the front. Inhale, back bend. Cow, drop the udders, chin up. Exhale, round. Two more times. Inhale, big back bend. Exhale, round. Last one. Inhale. And round, exhale. Spread your fingers. Walk your hands forward 2 to 3 centimeters. Nice grounded palms. Curl your toes. Suck in your belly a little bit. Send your hips up and backwards. Feel your dog feeling a little bit more open. Look between your feet. Slightly contract your thighs. Can you reach the back of your tailbone a little bit longer? Can you wrap your shoulders away from your ears? Come to a high plank position.
Bring your feet together, shoulders over your hands. Make a nice long straight spine. Don't let your hips sink down. Heels are over your toes. Deep breath here. It's okay to have your knees to the floor. Shaking's okay. Stay here, or right hand underneath your face. Turn onto the outer edge of your right foot, keeping both feet together so only the outer edge of the foot touches the floor. Squeeze your legs into one. The more that you squeeze your legs together, the more stability. Left hand reaching slowly to the sky. Deep in your breath. Let's hear the breath, guys. Nice, good shift. Lift your heart, lift your hips, maybe look up, slowly, hands to the floor. Pause for a moment, knees to the floor. You can do down dog or child's pose. Come back up, downward facing dog. Close your lips, breathe through the nose. Feel the fire here, good. Shift forward, come to high plank. Eyes steady at one spot. Make your breath so steady here. Inhale for 5 seconds. Exhale for 5. You're controlling, you're channeling all of your inner energy. Physical, mental, emotional. Left hand under your face. Slowly to the left side. Squeeze the inner arches of your feet together. Only the outer edge of your left foot on the floor. Take a break if you need to here. Reaching right hand to the sky. Spread your bottom hand fingers more. Press down the bottom knuckles more. Lift your tailbone up. Reach your heart forward. Maybe look up with a little smile. Look down. Hands to the floor. Knees, chest, chin to the floor. Lay down. Forehead to the floor. Reach your arms forward. Take a long breath in. Long exhale. Just a short, very short little break there. Hands underneath your shoulders now.
Reach your feet to the back of the room. Press down the tops of your feet, and you can have your feet wider apart. Lift to a low cobra.
Long, deep breath. Feel the muscles of your lower back nice and supported. Press down your feet. Using your hands a little bit to lift to a middle cobra, but then squeeze your elbows and shoulders back, contracting the middle back muscles. Keep breathing. Keep pressing the tops of your feet down to decompress your lower back. At the end, shoulders roll back, maybe lifting to high cobra. Lift your heart up. Eyes look forward or upwards. Grab the floor with your hands. Press down with your feet so much the knees are off the floor. Last inhale, lift your heart up. Head back and lay down. Turn your head to the right side. Release your arms down side. Close your eyes. Soften your face. One round of Brahmari, sound of the humming bee. Deep inhale. Spine now. See if you can let go of control here. Just let go. Deep breath in, humming bee. Look between your hands. Hop your knees on the floor between your hands. Hop your knees on the floor. Yeah? Bring your feet a little bit wider. Feet wider than your hips. Support yourself with your fingers, knees together, feet facing backwards. Walk your hands back, listening to your knees, listening to your breath. Some of you may stop here with your hips off the floor, stretching the ankles, hips. Some of you may be getting the hips on the floor between your heels. Sitting tall. Deep breath here. Soft face. Now this may be enough for you. Don't go any deeper if your hips are not on the floor. So only if your hips on the floor. Next part. Knees a little wider. Slowly bring your elbows to the floor. Your hips are on the floor and your feet are pointing backwards, not out to the side. Come up to the left. Then you can get your head to the floor. Shoulders to the floor. Your knees can be wider to take pressure off. Reach your arms over top of you only if you're on the floor and hold your opposite elbows. So let's all get into a place now of really connecting with your posture, whatever it looks like. Eyes open, looking forward, either ceiling or the front. By your eyes. Let your eyes be totally zen. Take one more breath in. Breath out. Slowly come back up. Slow motion. Ground your palms. You can stretch your legs one at a time backwards, or if you want to go full, feet together, Stretch your legs right up to downward facing dog. Breathe into the back of your legs. Breathe down into your knees. That's so good for your knees. 5 second long inhale. Maybe three, maybe four. 5 second exhale. Basically, breathe deeply. Breathe long. Look forward. Hop onto your knees and stand on your knees at the top of your mat. Point the toes to the back of the room. Feet, knees, hip distance apart. Hands on your lower back. You can fold your mat if you need to. Fingers facing down. Palms resting into the back of the hips. Start pushing your hips forward. Close your lips. Press down into the sacrum and lift your heart upwards on every inhale. Roll your shoulders backwards. Bring your elbows together. Bring more weight into your feet. Start dropping your head back and look backwards. Look along the ceiling at first. One day you can see the back of the room. Stay calm. Stay present. You know you're too deep in the pose if you're holding your breath. Breathe into your heart. This is free antidepressant. Breathe into your heart. If you can see the back of the room, grab your feet one hand at a time for the last breath. Push your hips forward. Ujjayi breath. Hands on your lower back. Lift up. Sit on your heels. Hands on your knees. For this down dog, bend your knees quite a bit. Lift your heels high up off the floor. Press your ribs close to your knees. Reach your hips all the way to the ceiling. Press your heart closer to the floor. Maybe getting your forehead to the floor. Take an extra deep breath here. Get your hips, get your butt higher and your chest lower. Yeah. Deep breath. You can even bend your elbows a little bit out to the sides, wrapping the elbows out and up as you press the chest down, shoulders away from your ears. Relax your jaw. Suck your belly in. Last one. Good. Comfortable down dog. Shift forward to high plank. Inhale. Knees, chest, and chin to the floor. Exhale. Stay here. One breath. Breathe into your heart. Bring your hips on the floor. Forehead on the floor. Reach your arms forward. Take an inhale and stretch. Relax. Exhale. Come out to the right side of your mat now. Everyone just come to the right edge of your mat. The whole body just shifts to the right. Turn your head to the right and reach your right arm straight out to the right, towards the right side of the room. So if the middle of your heart was the center of a clock and your right arm was like an hour hand, it's pointing a little bit higher than 3. It's pointing at 2:30. A little bit up. A little bit up. Yes. Bend your left elbow to the sky, left hand underneath your shoulder. Left hand under your shoulder. Keep your right shoulder on the floor. Left hand flat on the floor under your left shoulder. And now press down. Start turning your body weight onto the straight right arm. Whole body weight starts turning onto the right arm. So right arm straight out to the side. Bend your left knee to the sky, left foot on the floor. And you can use the back bent left leg to help you really turn you more into the pose. So try to lean back as much as you can onto the right arm. Let your head hang down. whole belly even more to the sky. Bend both knees, like bridge pose, and slide your hips to the right. Reach your left arm behind you, reaching towards the right hand, but don't change the position of your right hand. Can you lift your head up, bring your head back, and relax. Check in with how you're breathing here. Long breath in and out. Bend this knee. Close your eyes now. Go inward. Take two or three great, big, delicious breaths. If both knees are bent, walk your feet wider apart and let both knees hang to the left until gravity just starts taking the legs and let them go. Breathe all the way into your chest bone. Be very mindful of your breathing. Make space with your breath. Take one more breath here. And then come onto your belly. Point your legs backwards. Just lay here. Arm stays out to the side. It's okay if you moved it, don't worry. And switch sides. So come to the left edge of your mat. Step by step, left arm reaches out to 9 o'clock, but then a little bit up to 9:30. Palm of your hand flat out to the floor, keep your shoulder on the floor. Right hand underneath your right shoulder. Press down in the right hand, start turning your whole body like a cylinder over onto your left shoulder. When your body turns enough, you can bend the right knee to the ceiling. Make sure that you're breathing. Sometimes we hold the breath and we start thinking too much here. Long breath in, long breath out. Breath will help you relax. If you feel open, you can keep turning. Both knees bend. Both feet bow to the floor. Push your hips to the left side of your mat. Lean your head backwards and then relax. Relax your jaw and close your eyes. Take a long, deep breath. Forward onto your hands and knees. Face the front. Bring both knees to the right side of your mat. Bring your left hip down to the left. So if you look at your legs, they're like two 90-degree angles with the soles of your feet facing the back of the room. Keep your legs like this, or to go deeper, bring the right upper 90-degree leg
backwards 90 degrees. So the sole of your right foot faces the back side.
Yeah.
And your legs will look like the bottom half of a swastika here. Reach your chest forward, option one. Breathe here, this is enough. Or coming onto your elbows, option two. Maybe a block for your head. Or your left arm comes forward a little bit. Left elbow forward. Walk your right hand under your left elbow all the way out to the right, as far as you can. And then, this is the sweet spot, lean onto your right shoulder. It's so delicious, right? Long, deep breath, yogis. This is where you breathe. Focus only on your breath. Inhale all the way in. Exhale all the way out. In a big stretch. In those outer rope wrapping shoulder lines. Sink into your right shoulder at the end. Let your neck release. Let your eyes relax. And for the last breath, we'll do a big ha. Deep breath in. Tell your shoulder you love it. Inside. Come back up. Slowly make your way. Hands and knees. Child's pose if you like. Side. Right hip down. Now you can keep your legs like this. It'll be easier on your lower back. Or the upper leg hinges back 90 degrees. Check out that lower half of swastika. Two 90 degree angles there. Who is swastika? 2,500 year old. Reach your heart forward. Come onto your forearms. Breath in. Breath out. into the final breath, everyone. Deep inhale, breathe into your shoulder, prepare for a big haul. Awesome. Gently come out. Keep turning and lay on your back. Make your way on your back. Head to the top of the room, feet to the back of the room. Reach your arms to the front. Reach your legs to the back. On an inhale, get very long. Exhale, relax. Maybe a lot released in that. A lot of shoulder stuff. Again, inhale, reach your feet and reach your hands. Breathe in more. Exhale. Feel from the bottom to the top. Last one. Inhale. As you breathe in, feel. Stretch, stretch, stretch. Relax. Gently hug your knees in. Bring the soles of your feet together. Let your knees hang apart. And bring your feet on the floor near your tailbone. Let your knees hang open like diamonds. Interlace your fingers over your head. Let your elbows bend out. And just relax here. Close your eyes. If it feels like it, you can do even 3 or 4 big breaths in. And nice. Hands under your knees. Slowly bring knees together. Hug your knees in. Just loosely hug your knees. You can interlace your fingers on the rope over your knees. Let your head hang on the floor. Breathe into the back of your spine. And as you breathe, imagine that you're inhale, you're drawing energy, but even more practically, as you inhale, sweep your awareness from the bottom of your spine up to the top of your spine, linked with your inhale. And as you exhale from the top of your crown, scanning down your body through your spine, as you exhale. Blockages on a physical level, and also clearing blockages in how the mind experiences the body. Letting go of stored traumas, stored emotions, clearing empty lines. Give yourself one final hug here with your forehead to your knees. Maybe give each knee a little kiss, optional, and then release your legs on the floor. We'll leave it there today. There are thousands and thousands of postures. Allow yourself to arrive in this final shavasana. If your back is tight, you can bend your knees and have your knees on a bolster. Knees on a bolster. Tuck your shoulders underneath you. Your shoulders should feel really nice and open. Palms are open. Feet hang open with straight legs.
skin. Relax the muscles. Relax your bones. Relax the nerves inside, running in your spine. Sounds of Mother Nature gently move through you, allowing the stability of Mother Earth to support you.
this space. Feeling that subtle energy. Feel your breath. Your body. Gently wiggling your fingers and your toes. Keeping your eyes closed. Inhale as you stretch your arms over you. Relax, exhale. To your right hand side. Hug both of your knees in. Let your left arm just flop on the floor in front of you. Let every muscle go limp here. Let your whole skeleton relax. Let your belly soften. Relax your hands and your feet. Your forehead. Gently, if you can, keep your eyes closed and come up to a meditation position. You may wish to fold your mat in half and sit on the wood for more grounding. Slide your hips a little back in space. Sit up nice and tall. Eyes closed. Feeling the chant without any agenda or any expectation. Just feeling the vibration, singing together. Vasudev Katum Bakum. The whole world is one family. Vasudev Katumbakum. Feel that warmth. Right hand over the left. Take a few beautiful breaths into your heart. Prayer with gratitude, honoring yourself, honoring one another, closing with one Om and three soft Shantis. Shanti means peace. May the vibration, this peaceful, supportive, loving vibration, emanate outwards and inwards in all directions. Deep breath in.